Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza. I got some special guests. Once again, my lovely, beautiful friends. Fourth time returning something.
Stephanie Valenzuela.
April Mendoza, second time returning.
Second time. What time is this for you, Steph?
I think it's fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Yes. So this time I will link below the episodes that Stephanie was on, because last time I completely fucked up and I said the wrong ass episodes.
I couldn't even remember myself.
And then like I saw like a spike in listens on the wrong episode, which is another good episode. Oops. But I was like, that's not what I meant. But okay. It's all good. It's all good. They're all good episodes. Today we are talking about drugs.
Natural drugs.
We could talk about drugs, all baby. The drugs, but no, we'll talk about shrooms, mushrooms, psilocybin.
Psychedelics, baby.
Yeah, psychedelics. It's all very interesting to us. We'll talk about our own personal experiences. As always, Simpin' After Dark is a podcast about music and feelings and relationships and heartbreaks and everything you deal with in all types of relationships. So, of course, we will tie all in together with a song by SZA. Once again, honestly, I think this is my third time doing SZA.
We love SZA.
I love her, so I'm not sorry. We're doing a new song this time, her latest song, Good Days. Is it Jacob Collier?
Or Collier?
Collier. I don't know, but as always, SZA comes through with the fucking best melodies ever. Like, no one can do it like her. Mm-mm. I swear to God. Like, there's a few parts of the song where I'm just like, damn, bitch. Like, it just fucking hits. Like, her melodies just make me want to cry. Yeah. There's, like, a few parts in there where I'm just like, holy fuck.
It just feels so magical and emotional at the same time.
Everything. Like, the whole beat. Like, everything. The intro.
Such a vibe. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the music video?
I watched it because you recommended it.
You watched it, Steph?
Yeah.
Isn't it so beautiful?
It's like, beautiful.
Yeah. And it's very accurate as to, like, what you kind of feel, like, on mushrooms. Like, it feels
the euphoric,
like,
feeling
so warm
of it.
And euphoric.
Very
and
euphoric.
Just, like, feeling good all together.
Yes. So, nice. If you haven't seen it, listener, it starts off with, like, SZA just kind of laying there. She looks like, I think she may have been journaling, and then she has like shrooms just laying on top of her journal, and she's just like knocked out. Then it just like goes like into her little shroom trip. She looks like she's like a little fucking fairy with like the moss and the mushrooms, like the production design.
She's
is just
like
beautiful.
Popping out of the ground.
Like, and she's dancing. To she's the like sun. Coming out of a little hole, like a little mold.
She's like a flower.
Yeah, it's like so cute.
Dancing to the sunlight.
It's so that's so true. She's just like, that's so true. That's a great. I didn't even realize that. That's true. She's probably like a little flower, just like.
Or plants, I guess. Like,
anything
that grows out of the ground that, like, it moves to the sun. And so she feels that way when she's on mushrooms.
Yeah. Which is a thing with mushrooms is like time just moves in like such like a way that you just notice all these little motions. Like,
and you're part of the natural environment. You feel connected and at like one with everything around you.
Did I ever tell you about my philosophy professor from college? Well, she was like super into psychedelics, and she was like talking to us about just like her existential sort of crisis. Like, I think it was one of her first, and because she had done many psychedelics. And so she was, I think she was on shrooms. I don't know if it was shrooms or acid. They're very similar, but she was tripping pretty hard. And the whole time she was staring at a plant that was kind of by a window. And apparently she was staring at it for a long period of time. And she noticed that, like, she saw it in slow motion, where she saw it, or not even slow motion, maybe fast motion, actually. And she saw it turn towards the sunlight, which is what plants and, you know, flowers naturally do. But seeing it on shrooms, you're sort of seeing it in, like, a very, like...
Well, the shit you don't notice. Yeah. You don't notice that. Like, you never stop and pay attention to these little things.
Yeah. When so it's like, that's how we need to be as human beings, I think.
Yeah, you, like, stop, really are so disconnected from just nature and your surroundings and even other people. That's, like, one thing I love about shrooms is, like, how you're so, like, in tune with other people's emotions around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how, like... easy it is to feel people, like, what they're feeling.
Which can be good and bad.
But that's the point of grounding. So when you have depression, you have anxiety, you're taught different grounding techniques. And the grounding techniques make you hyper-focus on the little things around you. Mm. And so that's what's so important about those kinds of things, is that we are so anxious about the, you know, anxiety is focused on the future. So you're anxious about things that are coming up or things that may happen.
Yeah.
And so grounding, when you're having, oh, I'm going to have a panic attack, or I'm super anxious, it's like, okay, find five things around you that, or start with your toes and wiggle your toes and start moving every single little muscle. So you're like hyper focused on these little things around you. And I was talking about this to Isla yesterday, of just like, you could sit in this room and you could be bored as fuck. Or if you were grounded and you were focused on these tiny little things, you could find so many things to be fascinated by in just this little space. Mm-hmm. But that's what grounding is about, is being super hyper
present, very present about
the small little details around you.
Which makes you more happy.
That's what shrooms make you
appreciative,
do.
Right?
Appreciative of all this nature and of all these small little miracles that are around us that we don't even recognize on a daily basis because we're so involved with other things that we don't pay attention to all these like miraculous things that could happen, like the leaf turning towards the sun.
It's like being a child.
Exactly.
It's like children
puts you in a childlike state.
Exactly. You're always just like super present.
Not distracted by like all these other things.
Always just like, just so like excited about anything around them. Cause it's like, it's as if you're seeing something for the first time.
Yeah.
That's true. And I think we were talking about something earlier where you were talking about like the reasons like why shrooms and like microdosing, which we will get into, why they may be good for like different things. And I think one of the things you were saying is that it like stops like something in your brain and like it promotes something else in your brain that makes you make new faster connections.
It makes you make faster connections and like more absorbent to like the things around you or the senses around you. You're making quicker connections without almost like alcohol, where you have that like inhibition to certain things because you're scared about something, you're worried about something, and you lose that inhibition when you drink. It's the same thing when you're taking shrooms, is that like you're just making those instant connections without overthinking anything, and so you have that childlike open sponge of absorbing.
Is
all
it kind of
cool
like making new connections?
Yeah,
like you're thinking about things just in a different way than you normally would.
It's a different perspective, and so I guess you know we could kind of get into it now a little bit. They did studies on people that were terminal cancer patients. And so they were depressed, anxious about dying. And then they gave them mushrooms and had therapy sessions after they took the mushrooms. And so they had a new perspective on what's going on with them. And then they were able to think about their life in a completely different way with being on mushrooms instead of being so dreadful of the future. They were able to look at it in a new perspective, about it with a therapist. And most of the people that did that, they were way more happy about their life and able to accept, yes, it's okay that I'm going to die soon. And that's okay.
Wow.
That's so true. Like instead of impending doom, you're just like, let me just appreciate my every single fucking waking moment without like being stressed out about all the bullshit.
But it doesn't have to be on cancer patients is the thing, is that if we were more open to just this even a yearly thing of taking mushrooms, mm-hmm. then I think we could be more grateful of the life that we currently have and more optimistic about the future that we have ahead of us, mm-hmm. And be more reflective on the way we're thinking yeah. about things and kind of reframing those negative thoughts that we have. And having it, I mean, it is effective with a therapist, but even with just a friend, like we, you know, you talked about in the previous episode of having a friend that you can trust with your thoughts and say like, oh my God, I'm thinking about this, or I thought about this on shrooms, and changing that perspective by like discussing it and going deeper into those thoughts that you originally had and shifting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a miracle.
And that's like one like great thing that I love about having you as a friend, like being a therapist and like knowing about all this shit, is like being able to like talk to you about all these thoughts, or hearing like it's any of so our nice. Other friends open up about these thoughts and you say like, that's normal.
Like, dude, like legit. Can we talk about our weekend for a second?
Yes, we can.
Can we?
We did. Yes.
Is that cool?
Go ahead.
All right. So like, we went to Joshua Tree yesterday. Like, we just got back. Like, we came straight to the office here.
Zen as fuck.
We're at peace.
I feel so zen. Like, I feel so good right now.
We did some motherfucking mushrooms.
So we did some mushrooms. We did a little bit of edibles that were, like, really fucking bomb.
Cause uplifting.
Like, edibles are sort of hit and miss, you know?
For all purpose, this is a joke. FBI, continue.
Okay. Yes, exactly. This is a bit. Okay. This is a fiction. But anyway, so yeah, we had that. And then we had some tequila, which I actually didn't know until Steph told us that tequila is an upper.
It's the only upper of the alcohol family.
Yes. Right. So if you're ever wondering why you're feeling sad as fuck drinking alcohol,
ask yourself, is that tequila?
You're not drinking enough tequila.
Yes.
I strongly believe in tequila. It's my drug. It's my medicine. Like,
it's the Mexican medicine for all.
It is. It soothes everything.
It's a crazy elixir. I think it's so good for anything. Like if you have a migraine or if you have cramps or if you're just not feeling so great.
Take a little shot of tequila. Just one little shot. It'll warm you up, make you happy. You know? Which is crazy because I feel like so many people talk about with like alcohol, like that's what you do when you're sad or after a breakup. It's like you get fucked up. And nobody's talking about like, let's focus on tequila. Nobody.
Exactly.
Where are the studies? Where are the PSAs? I haven't seen a commercial talking about this.
Yeah. No, right?
So I'm here on Simply After Dark saying.
So if somebody wants to sponsor this
tequila, where are the tequila fucking companies? Yep. This could be you on my cup. But,
okay, so it was a really good choice to have that, right? So we did all of those things. We went with seven of us, right? Seven friends.
We all got tested. Don't even try
it. Don't judge us. But anyway, it was a really good time, and we just wanted to like go out, relax, look at stars, be out in the desert, be out in nature, and just have a good time. And I don't know, like I feel really great about what we did.
It was
there.
A good time, and I feel like every time
a little bit of mushrooms.
Like, we've done mushrooms before, but no, every time I'm just a little bit nervous. I think the very first time I did it, I wasn't that scared because I didn't know the effects that it, like, I didn't know I was gonna be in my head like that.
Yeah.
So after I was like, oh damn, I had like a little mini bad trip. So like now,
when did you have a bad trip?
It was when we did shrooms many years ago. We went to a reggae music festival.
Oh, that Cali time. Roots. That time. And I had a pretty
Santa,
bad trip. Monterey.
Yes. I like went in the bathroom and I just started like tripping. And I had these crazy intrusive thoughts that my friends were only my friends because they felt bad for me because I was like slow.
I've had that
like special ed
too.
I don't know how to say that and not sound fucked up.
Intellectually disabled.
Yes, thank you.
It's good to have you, Steph.
I literally like a tear rolled down my face. I was peeing and then I was like, all right, get it. It's like the bitch. Went, met back up my friends. It went away, but it was like a horrible, like, that's not a nice thought to have.
No, I had the same thoughts. Like, I was like,
awesome.
What is wrong with me? Why am I so slow right now?
Dude, literally me yesterday, I was trying to just make rice and I was like, I could not function.
Okay, I don't know how you guys made dinner, period. Like, I was just ready to just starve to death.
Dude, and then it was like this old ass stove where like there's no flame. Okay. Backstory. So I turned it on and then I walked back up and I was like, I didn't even turn it on. And then my friends were like, it's on. Don't worry. I was like,
hey, oh, backstory. We stayed at this like really dope Airbnb.
That's like 70s style. Like
it's retro vibes. Yeah.
Everything was old.
And like we had very ambitious goals for the night. Like we're going to do tarot cards and we're going to drink tequila and make micheladas and take some shrooms and edibles and all that stuff. And we still, yes, we did it. It was a little rushed. But you know we did it though. We started a fire and the girls made dinner. I really apologize because I wasn't a part of that whole process.
The mothers of the group made the dinner.
But also like if you know what it's like to be on shrooms, like you're lazy like a bit. You know, you don't want to do anything.
That might have been the weed.
It might have been the weed.
I think the shrooms, honestly, with shrooms, I am never hungry. I'm not hot or cold. Unless it's like really freaking freezing cold.
Right.
Or unless somebody says something. But I mean, what I wanted to say was that it matters who you do shrooms with.
100%.
Like the energy. Like, and that's why we chose to do it with like our close girlfriends. Like we're all a little scared, but we're like, you know what? We all have good energy. And that's why you have to surround yourself with people that are going to give you that all the time. Because that energy is there all the time. Even if you're not on shrooms, you just only realize it when you're on shrooms.
Yes.
So that's the scary thing about shrooms.
It heightens the vibes that the person already has. And so that's why you have to be careful of because it changes your perception and also your perception of time. So you have to think, you have to consider, am I willing to have this extended, even if it's an hour, but it's going to feel more extended time with this person in this setting and feel these kind of emotions around these people? Because it's going to feel much longer because your perception of time is so distorted. And I think that that's what we kind of realized too. Yeah. We're having so much fun and just like vibing. And then we looked at the time because we're like, oh, it's probably already midnight. And it was 9:00.
That's so true.
What?
Like, damn, we still got hours
to go. We have so much time. But I mean, like, luckily for us, it was nothing but like good vibes, good energy, and just like, you know, really enjoying each other's company. So we're very fortunate.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And shout out to our audience members today.
The Alexa Peanut Gallery.
And Crystal. Say hello.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
We love our friends so much. Yeah.
So that's a good little intro. Let's just play a clip of this song. Yes. Just let's so everyone can know.
Good day in my mind. Shift to take a step out. Get some end now. Little edge out. To some iceberg. You'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I mean, where's now? Got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind, shit. I should've keep from losing the best of me. I will be there. I wasted the best
of me. On you, babe, you don't care.
Are we not crying? I'm crying.
So already, beautiful. Without listening to the lyrics, it's a motherfucking bop. Okay. But once you listen to the lyrics, it just, even without seeing the video, I just was like, it reminded me of shrooms. It just like is very euphoric.
Yes.
And then seeing the video, it just like all just like, it's confirmed.
Very dreamlike.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the lyrics, like it starts with good day in my mind.
Yeah.
Safe to take a step out. Like that right there is just already so telling of like what the song is about. Mm-hmm. And just SZA so relatable, and that's what I love about her. And I'm so excited for this new album. She's been saying it's going to be completely different and that all the songs are going to be very different.
So is it not a concept album?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. Like there's like a quote like on Genius where she's talking about this body of work is very everything sounds different, but it all sounds like me. So like Hit Different doesn't sound like anything else on the project, and neither does Good Days. It's all gonna be SZA, but I think she's gonna maybe try to like explore all like the different ways that she can be creatively.
I like
but
that. I
everything her. That she does is SZA.
I'm and, down
like,
for
it's
it.
It's not like anything else. Everything she does is timeless.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I can't believe it's been freaking like almost 4 years since Control, since we got a new project from SZA. So
wow.
I
no
can't
way.
Fucking wait.
Wait, it's been 4 years.
2017.
Since she dropped.
I think November. Album. I could be wrong. But yeah, it's been a fucking minute. Yeah.
Wow. So,
like the description on Genius is, on good days, SZA tries to move away from past and present negativity, looking forward to the future instead. And there's like some lines in here. I guess we'll get to it later. Or I guess it's at the end. Yeah. So she says, half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now. Like, that shit hits.
Hit me to my core.
Right?
I feel that 100% because I feel like at the age of 29 years old, and I think I was talking to Alexa about it actually, of just the millennial group that we're in, we're like in the middle of understanding the previous, you know, the boomers where there wasn't so much technology. Like we grew up without cell phones and iPads and all that kind of stuff. And then we also saw the huge expansion of technology and like the difference of communication, the different, like the focus of how we communicate with each other, how we make friends. And we're kind of like able to adapt to both ways because we're like right at that
point. We're like, there's like the boomers that were like without it in their youth, and then there's like Gen Z that like only knows
would you say that's
that
like
life
the,
with that, and we're in the middle.
Would you see that's like the amphibian of
the generation? So but like my point with this is that we still have the very like our parents' mindset of how scary 30 is, and that like you're supposed to have kids before you're 30, and you know none of us here have kids. And so I still kind of have that mindset of like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting older and I need to make sure I take care of my skin because who's going to want a 30-year-old with wrinkles?
Oh my God.
And I freak out. And then I hear this song and it's just like, I need to just live in the present. Like I need to enjoy the present. And that's almost like what, you know, taking mushrooms is being extremely hyper aware of your present and embracing all the present to just like be so grateful for what you have right in front of you right now.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Like the playlists that we were listening to on the way back home or on the way to Joshua Tree were all about like, it was a lot of like hippie artists or whatever from like the '60s and the '70s, like the Beatles and Bob Dylan, whoever. Mm-hmm. And they're all just talking about living in the present all the time. And it's like,
so true.
Dude, like psychedelics make you so aware of
that's that hippie era shit. That's why everyone was like talking about that.
And that's why people relate so much to like the '70s and the '60s. Cause like everybody believed everything that these artists were doing. Like the best cinema came from the '70s. Like the best music came from the '70s.
Absolutely.
The best fashion came from the '70s. It was all so real and raw and just authentic. And we need more of that today. But I don't think as many people are experiencing psychedelics today. I feel like
mushrooms right now are like in that phase kind of where weed was maybe like 10 years ago.
Yes. 100%.
Like maybe even like a little bit after that, but like, yeah, we're like everyone was doing it. And like, kind of, if you knew people that were doing it, you kind of knew it's not that fucking bad. Yeah. Like it's not as bad as it's been portrayed in the media or by your parents or your grandparents.
Yeah.
But so many people still think it's like the fucking devil's drug.
Yeah. The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. Yeah. Like people still think mushrooms are so scary. Like, I told my mom I did shrooms, and she was just like, what? But then, like, I kind of told her about it, and I think that's just a parent thing to just be scared and, like, think it's, like, fucking heroin. Like, they just think every drug is heroin.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, there are levels. Let's not label every
like, especially if you don't understand the correlation between, like, prescription drugs and, like, natural drugs. Like,
yeah, like, people think that.
What's the difference, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of prescription drugs are worse.
Yes. They're worse, exactly.
And I mean, I do want to say, though, like, for vapes, which you would say is a natural weed, there are people that are actually getting psychosis from taking vape pens.
What? Yeah.
Yes, I have so many kids that come in, even adults, like 20-some-year-old, that take vape
pens. Come into where?
To my hospital. It's a psychiatric hospital. And from taking vape pens, they get psychosis. Yeah. So that's hallucinations. Oof. That's paranoia, delusions, those kind of things. That's psychosis, right?
Wow.
And so
that's are they younger kids?
Some. Yeah. Some are 17, but there's also 24-year-olds that
would you say
a UCLA student got psychosis. He was smoking a lot from the pandemic. He wasn't working, and then he started smoking, taking vape pens. That was the only thing that he said that he took, and he got psychosis. So I'm just saying, it's better to take natural, like weed and smoke it out of something versus like the electric.
Do you think it was just triggering for somebody that already had like some sort of mental illness?
But how do you know that?
I know.
Especially for men, your brain fully develops around 21, 22 years old versus women is around 18. So if you're 18, 19, you're a guy that's just like taking whatever kind of shit, like, you know, oh, I'm going to vape off of this. Like, you have to be careful because you don't know your mental illnesses in your family necessarily or the way that your brain is set up. So I'm just saying, that's why I believe in more natural of just like actual weed versus electric vapes.
Dude, what about like edibles?
Overly concentrated.
That's really good to
know. Yeah. I won't get into it.
Tell us your story, Seth. Can we please talk about it?
Can we? Yeah. Okay. So before weed was legal in California, me and Ashley, we both finished, I believe it was a summer school class, and we had a Disney pass. And so we got this snickerdoodle cookie from this girl at work, and she was just like, oh, I'm just warning you, it's strong. And I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. We're splitting it into quarters anyway. So me and Ashley both just have a quarter of the snickerdoodle before walking into Disneyland, but it was like 103 degrees summer day, and we go into Disneyland. We're in line
straight to Space Mountain.
No. We go to get the Dole Whip.
Oh,
the pineapple.
That's so true. I missed Dole Whip.
We go inside though, not on the outside line. So if you've been to Disneyland, you would know what I'm talking about. And so we're in line, and that's when I started to get paranoid. I'm like, everyone knows I'm high, and I don't want to make eye contact with anybody, so I'm like, I'll get the Dole Whip, and I'm like not making eye contact with her and stuff, and then so we get it, and it's scorching hot, and then we look at each other, we're like, how do we get out of here?
We could not figure out how to exit the little thing, because there was like the little, like, you know, the little sliding.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Push, and it like revolves, where you just like push through.
It's a confusing
exit. We couldn't figure out which way to push
it. But it was both ways. You could go in, and you could go out through one, versus there being like one on each side for like one goes in and one goes out.
I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah, so we started freaking out. And I'm like, I'm claustrophobic. Right. We need to leave.
And it's then all outdoors.
We see a Disneyland worker, and I don't make eye contact with him, and I'm like, excuse me, sir, how do we get out of here? And he was just like pointed at the thing, and he was like, that, like, just walk through that. And I was like, thank you.
Oh my god.
So we leave there, we go straight to Space Mountain, and Ashley's just like vibing out on her own. She's just like staring at the ground. But like for me, I think it was because I didn't eat that much, and because it was so strong that I kind of had like a psychosis. I did.
And it was hot.
It was really hot. So I feel like that for some reason impacted.
Wait, Steph, can you describe kind of what psychosis means?
So psychosis is having delusions, having paranoia, having hallucinations, whether it's visual, seeing, tactile, feeling things on you that aren't there, seeing things. So when I ask people, like, I don't say, do you have psychosis? Because no one really knows what that means, but I'll say, oh, do you hear or see things that other people don't see or hear? And so that's like a way, like an easier way to like ask people if they're in psychosis. But yeah, so I kind of had psychosis. So like I was like started to, instead of me hearing one conversation like your brain normally does, where it could kind of like zone in on one conversation, there was just like an abundance of conversations, and all at a really loud level, and I was like, what the fuck, like why am I hearing everyone's conversation at once? And then I start hearing Stephanie,
Stephanie.
What?
And I'm just like looking around and I see Ashley just zoned out, like staring at the floor. And I'm like, okay, Ashley's not calling my name, but I still keep hearing Stephanie.
While you guys, were at
we're in line for Space Mountain.
Oh, Space Mountain.
You know that shit is like,
yeah,
it's long.
And so I'm just like, okay, I'm tripping. I'm fine. I'm still just trying to like talk myself out of it, like the therapist that I am. And then eventually I look up and I see this guy from high school and like, he looks at me like excited to like say hi, but I was like embarrassed because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so high. I don't want to say
hi. That
would
be so awesome.
So I look down and then like, he gives me this look like, oh, okay. Like you're going to be a bitch about it. And he just like keeps passing by me. And then I like look up again and I see like five different people from high school passing me as if they're leaving Space Mountain. And I'm like, this isn't making sense. Like why would that many people from high school be walking, like leaving the Space Mountain ride? So then I knew I was hallucinating. I was having audio, Stephanie, and visual hallucinations of people that that weren't actually there. And I was like, holy fuck. I was like, I'm schizophrenic. No one's gonna wanna be my friend anymore. My parents are gonna have to give me away.
What?
And then I was in school because I was going to Fullerton for my bachelor's degree at the time. And like, I still had the same professor, Dr. Trev. And I was like, Dr. Trev is going to be so disappointed in me.
Oh my God. Like you were just thinking about all the consequences already.
Yeah, all the consequences. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm never coming back. I'm obviously prone to having schizophrenia and this edible triggered it. And now I'm never
there the whole time, not even knowing that she's like doing that. I'm just like having a great.
So finally I opened up to Ashley and I was like, Ashley, I think I'm having a psychotic episode.
Wow. You know what, Steph, at least you're self-aware enough to like know what you're feeling.
Yeah,
but like I'm curious to hear what Ashley was thinking the whole time.
What was your experience?
I was just high as fuck. Like honestly, no, I was high. Like,
what was your thought process? Because you took pretty much the same
I'm just trying to like not freak out. Like I'm just waiting for like, because you know you can only get so high, so I'm just like, it'll go away like soon enough and the ride will be tight. I'll be too distracted by how tight it is, you know.
That's true.
So, but then we like leave, get out of line. I'm like, damn, we just got here.
Yep. I ruined it. I totally ruined that day. I'm sorry.
It's fine. We had just come from Fullerton. So. Yeah.
But I came to the point where I was so freaked out that I couldn't swallow my own spit. And I was like, Ashley, I can't swallow my.
And then you thought you lost your glasses.
And then I thought I lost my glasses. So I opened up my glasses case and it wasn't there. And I'm like, I think I left it in the bathroom. So I'm freaking out. I was just like, okay, it's a loss. Like I lost my glasses. I bought new glasses and a month later I found my old glasses case in the back of my car. I open it and my old glasses are in there. My brain deleted my glasses from my vision. Even though I opened it, I didn't see them when I was panicking looking for them.
Wow.
But I opened up my glasses case a month later and found my glasses. They were in there the whole time.
Dude, that shit is like a fucking trip.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, your brain is so powerful. You can't trust it all the time. Like,
I've had an experience like that. But that was like years ago when I first started smoking weed. There was a time I thought I started my period. You know, ladies, sometimes you're just like, I think I just started my period.
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. It was like all this blood. And then I blinked, gone. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Why is weed like this?
Yeah.
So that's just weed.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that shit just fucks with your fucking brain.
And honestly, psychedelics. But I digress.
I digress. That means but anyway.
Basically means
in
but
fancy
anyway,
speak. Yeah. We just realized.
Learned that over the weekend.
So about mushrooms.
Yeah, like mushrooms, I feel like they just make you like come face to face, like with yourself. Like that's why some people don't like it or like try to avoid it. That's why I avoided them for a long time. But yesterday, like I realized I've done it enough to like now I know how to navigate it. And I've dealt with enough of the things or like I know it. So like even if like that pops back in my head now, I'm just like, all right, like chill. Yeah. It's just the shrooms, like it's not a big deal. Like I used to like, it would be like, just like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And like, that's why, like, I love that. Like this song, she's like, good day in my mind, safe to take a step out. Got some air now, let your edge out. Like letting the edge out. It's like,
and acknowledging like today's going to be a good day. I think you have to have that.
Insight. Speaking it into existence.
Speaking it into existence when you're on shrooms, because if you're having any kind of negative thought, you're going to spiral down into that negative thought. So that's why if you are thinking about taking mushrooms, you either need to be with somebody that is sober where like you're comfortable of speaking up to them saying, hey, I'm feeling this and I'm kind of like going into a negative spiral. Or you need to be strong-minded yourself to have a lot of insight into yourself to be like, oh, whoa, okay. And you could thought stop, like, you know, you could thought stop and stop that negative thought and continue on to something else. Because if you don't and you take too many mushrooms, that's where it becomes like the bad trip. The paranoia, increased anxiety, things like that.
Yeah, and it takes a strong will to like stop like the thought process and be like, okay, let's swing this back into like another direction.
But it is good to have good insight of like what maybe you're upset about or you've been holding on to for a long time that you're not able to speak up about, because that, like, if you take enough, I feel like it'll come out. And you'll
And that's what they say. There's this documentary on Netflix. I think it's called Have a Good Trip or something like that. Yeah. Where they talk about all the psychedelics. And it's just basically they say, like, whenever you're about to do that, like, go into it having an intention, not just to get fucked up. Because that's like what that shit's for. And it's like to have a breakthrough.
People have.
Yeah. And just like how we mentioned, like, even like the 70s and shit, like when everyone was like on psychedelics, like even like other drugs, like, great music was being made, I think, because people were going into it with the intention of, like, I'm just going to fucking zone out and, like, get on this guitar, like Jimi Hendrix, you know?
Exactly.
But just go in, like, and do it with the intention.
I just
want
to make good music and feel a good vibe. Yeah. And that translates to the rest of the world. So, like, if you can make music or art, like, with the feeling, you know, you can reflect that to the rest of the audience that's going to listen.
Yeah.
So, and that's, people just need to have those good intentions when they're making art.
Exactly. And that's what this song is literally about, that, about like, says just letting know people that, like, listen to this. Like, I promise you, we all go through this shit. Like she says, after she said, like, good day in my mind, she's like, too soon I spoke. You be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? So do you think, like, stopping that thought?
Do you think Sis is talking about being in a relationship specifically or just in general?
I think both. Like, it's just she maybe is on shrooms. Specifically in the video, I don't know if for sure the song is about that, but it's definitely like about like, I know she speaks openly about like having anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think for her, this is her song, like letting people know we all go through these things where like it's a lot of bad days, but like this song is about that good day when you're like, shit, it's a fucking good day in my mind. Like, I don't have anxiety today. And then that thought creeps in, but she was strong enough to like shut it down and be like, nah, like, let's get past that and continue to have this good day. That's her being very just self-aware and like strong in that moment when like that fuck boy pops in your head and tries to like ruin your fucking vibe and you're like, get the fuck out.
And so that's true. It's such a powerful thing to be able to do that. It takes a lot of cognitive effort for you to have one negative thought and then to just be like, oh, no. That's not true. And it's moving on. Yeah. And then you're able to do it. And that's what I feel grateful about. Yesterday, we took an edible that was very like a euphoric. Yeah. It was indica dominant, but it was a hybrid. And
very nice.
It was. I took it before the girls. I bought it first, so I took it the day before, and I was like, you guys, we all have to take this. Like, it is so uplifting and positive. And so we took that and the mushrooms, and like literally I had one negative thought, but it instantly left my mind, like without any effort, because I was feeling so positive. And I was just like, wow, this is something that I need to work on to do every single day, regardless of if I'm taking drugs or not, of just like being able to just have that negative thought, but don't let it like continue on to the rest of my day. Just be like, oh, that's silly. And then just move on and continue feeling good about yourself and continue having a good day.
I feel like some people, like weed has the opposite effects. Like for me, like usually when I would get high, like, or like mushrooms, or like if I know I'm not in a good headspace, mushrooms specifically, it'll make me think too much into these things.
Yeah.
So like it's like practice on level like expert to like tackle those thoughts. Yeah. Like going into it knowing like you might have these thoughts come in, but like knowing that you're going into it to like practice shutting them down.
Exactly.
Because some people do this stuff because it helps them forget all like their anxiety.
But
I can't relate to that, but everyone's different.
Yeah. I don't think it's about shutting them down. I think it's about working through them and being aware of them. Because if you're like tripping out on shrooms or even just like on weed, because I know I've had bad experiences on weed, just period. Like on the weeds, you know, I'm in the weeds. But like, you know, just like it means that I'm in a bad place, period. Like I could be sober, but just not aware of those things.
Yeah.
But if you're doing shrooms and you're doing weed, whatever, then it just enhances. I sound like an old person.
No, but
you're doing the weeds.
I still think
you're doing the weed, though.
You're acknowledging. But you know what I mean. You're in a bad place. That instead of taking smoking weed or whatever you do with weed, and saying, oh, the weed is giving me a bad trip. Instead, you're have the insight to say, oh, I'm in a bad place right now, and this weed is heightening like my negative emotions
so
that I have.
Instead of blaming the drug, you're sort of blaming
your natural self. Most people do that. They're like, oh, I don't eat edibles. It made me have a bad trip. Well, maybe you're in a bad place right now, and it was focusing on what you need to actually think about that you're avoiding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Midnight Gospel, the animation on Netflix,
it's so good, which is based on a podcast.
Yeah,
right?
It's based on a podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you like podcasts, I would say listen to it. It's the animators of Adventure Time.
Yeah,
and
so dope.
The first episode goes into being a, like, what is a bad drug? And there is no such thing as a bad drug. It's how you use it, mm-hmm. and when you use it. And I felt like that did a perfect example of weed, of how if you take it, when you wake up the next day and you're sober, you're like, oh, I really need to work on that. I was really thinking about that whole time.
Yes.
And if you have the insight and you're willing to learn from mm-hmm. yourself, then you could take it that way. Otherwise, it's like, oh my God, that was so terrible. I never want to do that again. What? Because you never want to think about that thing that you've been suppressing.
Do you think there's certain personality types that don't mix well with shrooms?
Like, I can't imagine a narcissist doing it.
How do you think a narcissist would feel doing
this? They would be overwhelmed. They would be so overwhelmed because...
Do you think they would have insight to themselves?
No, because they don't have insight is the thing.
They wouldn't want to do it, period, I think.
They wouldn't want to.
I feel like... I think it would be like putting a mirror up to a narcissist, and like a normal person would be like, oh my God, that's me. I need to work on that. Versus like a narcissist would look at it as like... What the fuck is this? Get the shit out of my face. That's not me.
That's not who I am.
Like, fuck this drug. I'm never doing that again. Yeah, when really all you did was put a mirror up to them.
Because that's kind of how the narcissist personality disorder comes about, is that you're not acknowledging certain things that happened in your life. So then you put up this front of being this perfect, amazing person that's surrounded by perfect, amazing people. And if they're not, then you cut them off.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not useful to you, then you cut them off. And so if you took a drug that kind of puts into reality of what's really going on in your life, then you would feel so overwhelmed.
I wonder, do you think, I don't know if you would know if like there has been studies with using mushrooms for people with narcissism. Because I know you've talked about how like there's no really, like there's no cure for narcissists.
Yeah, basically in my training, it's like, good luck with a narcissist. You're not going to go anywhere. So when I've done couples therapy and I had a narcissist partner and a borderline partner, it was
fuck, like, the ultimate,
how am I gonna help this person? And I'm crazy. Like, oh,
the
like,
power couple,
like, fuck, okay, like I'll try, the
power couple,
I'll try. And I would go to my supervisor and I'm like, this is this person, they're like, okay, like, just keep trying, you know. But it was just like, with narcissism, there's really not a cure. That's one of the most uncurable diagnoses that you can have. And so
I wonder though, since like shrooms are illegal right now, like I wonder, like, once if they're legalized, maybe like at least a certain percentage of them,
that's what I
would have, like a breakthrough.
But how would you convince a narcissist to take it without saying, you're a narcissist, so I'm interested in you taking mushrooms?
There's got
to
be a way.
That would be unethical, almost.
That's true.
But so you would have to do a study.
You're right.
Where you're looking at something else, and then you just so happen to be able to diagnose certain of those people with narcissism, and then see how those narcissists did. But
I would say you would have to diagnose them and say that it's for another reason other than their, you know.
Yeah. I just don't think it would go well, but maybe it'd be useful if they.
I do think shrooms are, you know, about to cause like this revolution, you know, like.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going to go.
Spiritual revolution within people. I mean, weed has already caused that over the last like 50 years or whatever.
In the pandemic, I feel like it's like a new revolution compared to the 70s of like this uplifting of not only like cultural things and war and all these things, where people were becoming more vocal again, just like how it was in the 70s and stuff.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's going to come about again, of like a revolution of how we perceive certain drugs, things like that.
I hope so. Yeah.
I definitely think so.
Yeah. I feel like definitely with mushrooms, it's just going to be a lot more people getting into spirituality, which ultimately I think is great and what we need and as weed. A society.
What did they used to call weed? Like the
devil's
lettuce, what the fuck's that called? The
I don't know.
The gateway drug.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, they're wrong, but also they're not wrong.
Exactly.
Because it's the gateway drug. Because
after weed, I did all the drugs.
It's the gateway drug, not to other drugs per se, but to
natural drugs.
To natural shit that will, like, help you learn more about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Sorry. I'm watching Alexa crawl across the room.
She was trying not to get in the frame, and I was like, what is she doing?
Yeah. It's okay, guys. Go ahead.
No, yeah, definitely. I think we're at a very exciting time, and it's being more maybe accepted. I don't know. I think it's really cool that SZA did her music video with, like, the shroom straight up just on, like, the journal.
She tweets about it, which I'm just like, dude, that's so cool.
I know. Good for her. I love anybody that's, like, open about just, like,
normalizing
shit, anxiety, drugs, like, everything like that. Because it's like, we all do it, so let's stop trying to pretend. Like, we don't. Not we all.
Not and all
let me
us.
Make a little PSA. We are not telling anybody to go do drugs. We're actually kidding. We've never done drugs before.
Yeah. FBI.
And if you're under 18, why are you listening to this podcast?
Like I said, it's not for you. Don't take certain drugs before you're even like 22, 23. Again,
let your brain form.
Be predisposition to psychosis, schizophrenia, things like that. So I'm just saying, like, don't just take that risk automatically. Also, too, I would like to say, if you're taking any kind of like SSRI, serotonin medication for depression, do not also take mushrooms with that, because you could get a certain serotonin syndrome. Google it. I'm not going to explain it. But so be careful of like the things you're combining with, because even natural remedies can have an interaction with the prescription drugs you're taking. So please, please, please do your research into before taking anything, even weed. It just, it seems common, but you never know what you're predispositioned to. Yeah. So just do your research and feel confident in your choices. But it's not for everybody.
It's never good to mix prescription and natural shit. Period.
Yeah, because you think it's natural. Oh, it doesn't make a difference. It does. Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
It's all chemistry. Even like you don't know horny, how it's going to mix
horny
together.
Goat weed. There's like so many different things that are like natural remedies that have interactions with your prescription drugs. Grapefruit juice. Don't take it if you're taking certain like antipsychotics and things like that. Like you can die. So please look into your stuff. That's do your scary. Research. Yes. Like, but I'm just saying, like, don't take what we say and just think that it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that like before you're 30 years old, you're still able to become schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yeah. So
as a woman,
once you turn 30, you could be like, I am probably not going to be schizophrenic.
So really,
we're almost there.
Yes.
So really, like, maybe we shouldn't be smoking weed till we're 30 years old.
Bitch, right? Don't get crazy.
Nah. But for real.
Which is, oh man, it's so crazy. Like, I used to smoke weed like nightly just to help me go to sleep. And then just like for so many people, I hear like randomly one day it just like doesn't sit well with their body. And I hear it all the time, like your body will let you know when like you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Or like when it's not sitting well with you anymore. So you just have to listen to your body. And that's why I think spirituality and like mushrooms are such a great thing.
Yeah.
Specifically spirituality, because you don't need mushrooms to be spiritual.
Yeah.
But I just think getting in tune and like on that level with yourself and like being so in tune with your body that you just know when you don't need weed or this or that, like that's what's important. And that's why just like Zen and the whole point of like being connected and living in the present moment, that's what everything is about. Some people need shrooms, monks and shit don't need it, and I think maybe some monks do use it, but point is to get on that level without it. That's the ultimate goal.
It's the difference between using it as a band-aid or using it as a catalyst. Ooh. And so I think that you need to really differentiate between, are you trying to, just like with people with alcohol's not gonna be eye-opening, so I'm not comparing it to weed or anything, but like people use alcohol as a band-aid to avoid feeling certain things. People you know, use weed as like a way to open up their eyes, but some people just use it as a band-aid to avoid feelings for somehow. Like I can't.
Yeah.
But some people do. And so you have to think about what is the purpose of me like using this certain thing and like putting this into my body. and yeah. not overdoing it. You could overdo anything, even if it is natural. So mm-hmm. just oh, be yeah. very conscious and self-aware, have that insight.
That's a very important point for anything you do in general, is to just have intention and to do everything in your life with intent. Like putting lotion on your body after you take a shower, just yeah. do it with intent. Like that in itself is like a practice of like, just like being in the present moment and like grounding so yourself, you know, just mm-hmm. doing everything without being an autopilot. That makes your brain just like,
for sure,
shit move around instead of just like mindlessly exactly. going through your life. It just like keeps your brain stimulated. Everything you do, do it with intent. Like, yeah. what am yeah. I doing this for? This
they anything. Say that like making your coffee in the morning,
right?
And how rewarding is that for you to have intent of just like, oh, I'm nourishing my skin by putting yes. lotion on my yeah. body. I'm nourishing my brain by stimulating it with a little coffee in the morning. Yeah. And you feel more gratitude for all these things that you're contributing to help your body.
Yeah, yeah. I look at it as like magic, and I know that sounds crazy, but listen, hear me
it
out.
It doesn't though.
Like, hear me out. Like, the way I relate that is kind of like, you know, when like they say if you work out in front of a mirror, how it like helps you like get a better pump or whatever, because you're looking at the muscle, your form, and it helps you get a better pump. I feel like it's kind of the same thing. If you really focus on everything you're doing, you're gonna get a lot more out of it.
Right.
Like, it's pretty much the same thing.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
Please, if there's like a flaw in my logic there, let me know. No. But to me, that works, and that. I think as long as you believe in something, it will work. So,
yep. yeah, I think with any kind of profession, you have to reflect on the things that you're doing and see it back and like replay it or like yeah. with whether it be dance, seeing yourself in the mirror, or, you know, with filmmaking, like you want to see your dailies every day. You want to be able to see what you just did.
The like, growth,
you know, with like therapy, you want to be able to reflect like what you have been feeling in the last week. Like, it's all yeah. about reflection, period.
Yeah, you know, so. Reflection in anything is so important, and if you don't yeah. and you avoid it, you're just gonna put yeah. yourself, dig yourself in a deeper hole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the song is very lyric heavy. I'm not gonna go through all of them, so I'll probably just do the highlighted ones on Genius. That makes sense. So in like the pre-chorus, she's talking about she says, I worry that I wasted the best of me on you, babe. You don't care. So, I mean, she's definitely like, she has someone in her mind.
Aww.
And then she said, not trying to be a nuisance. This is urgent. Trying to make sense of loose change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go of weight. Can't keep what's holding me. Choose to watch while the world break up in front of me. So I think about anxiety with that. She said, trying to make sense of loose change got me a war in my mind. Just like trying to make sense of like things that like aren't fully there, that it's kind of impossible for you to make sense of, but it has you like in your head, like trying to like grasp when you don't even know. And it's like, why are you like having all this worry when you couldn't possibly know like what it is?
Exactly.
Just let it go. Let it go. And that's another fucking Zen thing. Just let it go.
Yes, I did that this morning when I was driving, and I was really pissed off that someone cut me off and they were driving stupid. And I was like,
she was about to go on a rant.
I started yelling, and then I was like, nah, it's I'm cool. Zen. Let it fly. Let it pass.
Yeah.
I was like, that feels nice, though. Yeah. Like, yeah. why dwell on things that shouldn't affect you? Yeah. Let it pass.
Literally, I think I was watching The Sopranos. There's like an episode where a character goes to anger management, which I feel like I need to go to anger management. But basically, they just, like, teach them that everything that you're, like, getting mad at is just you in your own head mm-hmm. getting mad, when a lot of the times the things that trigger you have nothing to do with, like, yes. you. It was never yeah. personal. It's just, like, you. Like, she mentions how in that class, like, they close the door at, like, say it starts at 7:30. They close it at 7:30. And if you're late at 7:31, like, how some of the people will get pissed and start banging on the door, like, what mm-hmm. the fuck, like, fucking let me in.
But that's your fault.
That's your fucking fault. You were late.
Your
but
fault.
Like, you're mad that they locked yeah. you out, but like, that's what time it started. That's so it just teaches to. You to like,
that's what you agree to.
Yeah.
And you get locked out and you can't be mad about that.
Yeah. And then at the end, she like loses it because something triggers her. So it's kind of funny. But that's realistic. It's realistic.
It's funny.
But yeah, I think it's just like the art of just not taking things personal. And
for sure.
Letting things go that have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Letting
not
anything go.
Not holding on to shit.
The art of detachment. That's like I forgot what it was in like my
religion, intercultural
anthropology of religion,
anthropology of religion yeah. class. That's what it was.
Mm. Yeah, where they talk about like I forgot what it was.
Was it an Eastern culture?
Definitely like Buddhism.
It's always Eastern culture. Like they're so much wiser.
All about culture. That.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Always like yeah. I feel like Western culture is so late to like the well,
it's
spiritualism.
Also too new. It's also very that's Western so true. Culture is way more new versus Eastern.
Well,
culture
sure, yeah, like yeah, yeah, totally.
Anything
yeah.
with history is just going to be automatically wiser. Let's exactly. be real.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's
yeah.
this practice of where they make art with like sand.
Oh.
And then as soon as like oh. it's done, they just like brush it away. And it's just like it took them forever to make something that beautiful. And you just look at it, admire oh. it. And then they just like brush it away or let yeah. the wind blow it away or like whatever it is.
Fuck, but what is that called again? Do you remember?
It's just like detachment, the art of detachment.
No, but there was like a whole thing like where people draw like these sand oh. drawings.
Mandala?
It's a mandala, isn't it?
I think so.
I think that's like the whole symbol of that.
Maybe.
Or it's like this beautiful art
piece.
That's
very powerful though. I mean, yeah. You have to like have a lot of strength to just be able to let something yeah. go that you worked really hard on.
And that's what people say about relationships too.
Yeah.
Is like you need to let it go like once it's done and just accepting that. Right? I know. It's like crazy.
But also, why does it have to be once it's done?
Because you have to accept it. Like you, it's the point of realizing that not everything has to last forever.
Yeah. No, I get that part. But also like, don't you think that when you're in a relationship that you should also sort of let that person go in a way, because if they're yours, they will stay.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like once you realize it's done, like time once you realize maybe they're not fucking with you the same, or you're not fucking with them, or like you're both growing out of the relationship, like let it go.
Well, yeah.
Instead of trying to fight to make it work when you clearly aren't working.
But that's exactly like the culture that we've been raised on. Going back to kind of like that like millennial like weird time slot of you know, with our family, and I know that like with our parents and stuff, that it's just like you don't get a divorce, like you work through it. And instead of just like understanding that it's time to let things go, you just hold on even though you stay unhappy. And like I have so many family members that are like, yeah, we don't get along, but we're old now, so it really doesn't matter. And I'm just like, what?
Like are you that old?
Live the rest of your 30 years? Like 30 years is a long time.
You still have 30, literally. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Like, that shit blows my mind.
But like that's just the mindset of just like, well, like you worked really hard on this marriage, and so like why let it go now if it's not working? And so like I feel like we carry that guilt when we commit to something that like we can't let go of it, and we have to continue trying or like figure out ways to accept it more instead of just like letting it go and trying something new that's gonna fulfill us in a better
that
way.
That carries over into so many aspects of our culture, like even with like schooling. Like how we're expected to pick a major straight out of high school and go straight to college. 18? Excuse me?
No.
Yeah. Like what? Like no.
Like some people, I think everyone stays, but like a lot of people, they're just like, yeah. I hate my job.
If you found your passion, great, good for you. But that's not really common.
But because America's a capitalistic society, I think that it
makes
sense.
Get to work, hurry up, come on.
Because once you're 18, you go to college. And then now you have to pay to explore what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, well, we know that these people are not developed yet.
Yeah,
but they were going to have to explore.
Time is money. If you pick that, then you got to stick with it.
And pay. Yep. And pay to figure it out.
And we're going
to
make them take out a fat ass loan. Yep. So exactly. Like, they can't really change their mind.
That's why
it's going to cost more money.
I think it's so smart to just go to community college for your, your just general.
Absolutely, children. General go to community college, please.
Yeah. I have no regrets with that.
Me either.
And I was desperate to go to like my dream school, which unfortunately I didn't get in. But like, I'm so happy that I didn't have to pay for that, you know? Because it's like those first 2 years don't matter. It doesn't matter where you go. Like,
it doesn't. You know? It's all general ed. And that's like, you know, unless you're very well off and your family's well off, then I'm very happy for you that you get to explore your options at a very good college.
Yeah.
But at a community college, you get to take multiple classes and just kind of get a feel for like, oh, this is what this is actually about versus like you having this like idea of what like something's about. And so that's how like I found my major. Is like I originally was going to do like some kind of like medical base, and then I realized I hate fucking anatomy, and I actually kind of like it more now. That's more for fun, but you know, that's how I kind of got to my major. But it took me longer, but now I'm passionate, and I'm very fortunate that I had family that supported me through that versus like, no, you need to stick to this.
Exactly. Yes. So later here in the lyrics, one of my other favorite lyrics is, I don't miss no X, I don't miss no text, yes. I choose not to respond.
Okay, what does that mean to you?
I mean, fuck them, stop fucking hitting me up. And I relate to that because I've said it so many times. Like, if your ex still has access to you, like, what are you doing? Especially if you're talking to, like, someone new. I don't, like, and I don't know if SZA is, but, I mean, she's just saying, like, the past is the past. Let it go. We in the present now. Leave me alone. Let me move on. I don't miss nobody. You're in the past for a reason. Yeah. That's what that means to me.
And that, like, she's choosing not to respond. It's yeah. not that, like, she's, you know, forgetting to, or like, yeah, she's,
that's my choice.
Purpose. It's my choice.
Let it and be known.
I want to live in the present. I'm done with you from the past.
Exactly.
Which is great. I think that's just, it's amazing. If you can be present from day to day, but also just like relationship wise, or you're not fucking with people from the past, like exes or old friends or
and
people
I need to that be are better just not serving that.
You, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're in the past for a reason. Like, exactly. Just focus on what's like important,
and that's today. How you move forward is just yeah. focusing on your present and continuing to move forward versus keeping people from your past that were, you know, exactly part of your past that isn't making you move forward.
Yeah,
that isn't helping you
your
that,
growth.
The people you know? That were encouraging you, then why are you still being polite to them? Why are you still being nice to yeah. them? Or keeping.
I think sometimes people just feel like maybe you owe. Like your exes something because you spent so much time together or something.
Exactly. That whole part of the guilt of like working hard towards this one yeah. thing and then completely cutting them off where they
yeah. And it's this whole mentality of like, well, I put this much time into it. It's still, it's all connected to that like detachment fucking yeah. theory because it's like, I can't just detach. I spent this much time with them. Same thing right. with the freaking art in the sand. I can't just erase it. It just took me forever to make
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's worth who more cares? Than that. It's worth it's more past. Than that one second yeah. of just yeah, letting yeah, it yeah. brush away.
Yeah, like it's still like you dude. Have like what happened and you learned from it exactly. and that's it.
I've had an ex pretty much like tell me during like it was one of those breakup conversations where we're like talking about breaking up and stuff. And he was just like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, just waste... Like, I just wasted these last 5 years or whatever. It's like, well, it's not wasting time because I think anything that you do is yeah, not a waste at it's, all.
If like, you didn't always, learn from it, then yeah, that's a waste.
You're always learning.
I'm like, damn, sucks for you.
I'm sorry, you're fucking
you're
dumb.
You're always learning from relationships and from experience. Like, it's just like quitting a job. Like, if you work at a job yeah. for 5 years, it's not a waste of time. You're taking that experience to the next place.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. It's all about
you
just growth.
Stayed committed to your one job that you first got hired at.
Oh, no, God. Thank you. It yeah. would only get you to like the senior yeah. level manager. And like you hate it. Yeah.
You still hate it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, congrats. You're the
not
manager
gonna become,
now.
You're not going to become the owner of that company. I promise.
Yeah. You think you're going to like your job because you're the manager now? No.
Like, do what's right for you.
Yeah.
You know, but be cordial. Like,
yeah.
Be professional. If you're going to be bouncing from
give
job
two
to
weeks
job,
notice,
make like, sure that, yeah, make sure you're professional about that. Because I still do think it's.
Unless they treat you like shit, then like just dip.
But, nah,
yeah. Like, don't ever just stay at a job.
Don't be a fucked up human being.
Like, you don't owe your job anything if they're treating you like shit.
No, like, of course like, not.
Yeah. If no, know that.
Exactly. If they're not.
Same thing with a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Professional.
Like, you don't owe them niceness or like a. You know, meeting up in person. You could send them a text and be like, if they really treated you that horribly. Fuck that shit. Dip.
Yeah. But, you know, karma is a bitch, you know.
Yeah,
so. Like, take that everywhere you go.
Yeah, so just live in the present. Like SZA said, half of us laying waste to our youth. It's in the present.
It's in the present.
The present. Half the of present. Us chasing fountains of youth. And it's in the gift. Present now.
Because it's a gift.
Yes.
Yes. I love that.
That's the moral.
I love that analogy.
That's the moral of this story. Yep. And I love it. And I want to get into a lot more stuff, but we are hitting an hour, so I think we'll have a part two eventually.
Oh, definitely.
I want to talk about a lot of stuff about shrooms and other psychedelics. So you guys let me know if you have questions about psychedelics or if you have any experiences
yeah,
with them.
I would love to hear that.
Yes, like please send them in. You could send me voice memos. Keep them not super short, not really long, please.
Succinct.
And or just a little email. Yeah. A little DM on Instagram, Simpin' After Dark. My email is simpinafterdark@gmail.com also. Yeah, I would love to continue talking about this. So
yeah, no, you're not alone in your feelings, because we all feel the same crazy shit that you do when you're on shrooms.
Exactly. That's the point of everything here. Yeah. Sipping After Dark is you're not alone.
Empathy.
We're all here after dark.
We feel you.
In our feelings.
Let's get into it.
Crying, laughing, loving,
sipping,
all that. So where can we follow you ladies at if people want to follow you?
Stephanie_Venezuela.
At April Directs on Instagram.
And I'm at Simpin' After Dark. Also, my personal Instagram is @Ash_Friday_. Also follow Simpin' After Dark at on TikTok and Twitter if you have one.
Her TikTok's blowing up.
Stop it.
It's fun.
Good shit, though. It's good little bits.
Welcome all the new listeners from TikTok. All the new states. Shout out to New York.
That's where you can find like the little bits, the best bits of Simpin' After Dark. It's just go to the TikTok.
My little trailer.
See the best parts of it. It's the best. I love it.
Good conversation on there too, I feel like.
Yeah.
A lot of people are more willing to like talk about stuff and respond on
TikTok. I love, and I read every single thing that everyone says. I try to respond to a lot of it. It's a lot though so far on that video that blew up, but I do my best and I'm trying to post new content there. I will soon. Also shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark. Always go check out Debbie and the Devil trailer on YouTube. Follow Nightshade Collective, my girls, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.